Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Suzanne Marilli.
Hey, Suzanne, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Bexley, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus.
A suburb of Columbus, so Columbus adjacent. What do you do there?
I'm a professor of political science at Capital University.
Oh, I haven't heard of Capital University. That's, I assume it's near Columbus, that's the capital?
It's near Columbus, that's right. The capital.
Yeah.
Been here since the 1840s.
Really?
Wow, that's a long time. Do you have tenure yet? I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Suzanne, it's nice to have you with us. You are going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Suzanne's topic?
Get off the beach. Oh, do you know how much that sand costs?
Summer's supposed to be when we have fun. Let our hair down. Let our tramp stamps dance on our muffin tops.
NPR tramp stamps. I can't believe it.
This week we heard about how the tough economic times have tightened even the belts on bikinis. Each of our panelists are going to tell you a story how somebody is trying to hold down the cost of summer fun. Only one of them is true. Ready to play?
Yes.
First, let's hear from Charlie Pierce.
The recreational facilities along the Mequamanon River in northwestern Wisconsin consist of fishing, 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 and on rainy days, fishing! However, the cost of restocking the area's trout population has become prohibitive, so the people in charge of the Milcoxen Lake along the Mequamanon have created the world's first mechanical fishing hole. Anglers go out in search of remarkably lifelike animatronic prey with rods and lines that are tipped with a special radio transmitter. When the lure comes within range, a receiver within the fish picks it up, homes in on the angler, and gives him a fight for 15 or 20 minutes. So far, people seem to be reacting well to the competitive aspect of it, says Walter Weishoppel, the chairman of the La Follette County Fisheries Board. It's strictly catch and release, though. Even breaded, these things taste pretty bad.
Mechanical fish instead of stocking the rivers in Wisconsin. Your next story of summer fun on a budget comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Something is disappearing in Austria, and it's not the Wiener Schnitzel. Water is disappearing from public swimming pools faster than draperies at the Von Trapp house. Worse, authorities believe the water is going down the gullets of open-mouthed swimmers to the tune of 5,000 liters a day in the 18 pools. They're not worried about the swimmers. They're worried about the cost of water and the chemicals to treat it. So they're asking patrons to keep their tort holes shut while in the water. An earlier attempt to get guys to wear Speedos instead of board shorts, shorts soak up water, failed on aesthetic grounds. Maybe next they can try stocking the watering holes with 3-year-old boys who put water back in pools at an amazing rate.
The city fathers of Vienna asking swimmers not to open their mouths while swimming so as not to swallow water, which has to be paid for. Your last story of summer fun on a budget comes from Mo Rocca.
An amusement park should be fun for the whole family. Busch Gardens, the Old Country in Williamsburg, Virginia, is guaranteeing fun for most of the family this summer. The Old Europe-themed park is offering discounts to families who bring along immigrant grandparents to volunteer as park employees for the day. Quote, "The consumer saves money, the park cuts costs, and grandparents reconnect with their homeland," says spokesman Derek Mackey. The Marucci family drove down from New Jersey with grandmother Antonia, who spent the day dressed as an Italian peasant woman, running screaming from an erupting Mount Vesuvius and dancing the tarantella. Granddad of four, Seamus O'Brien, dressed up as a tree for Busch Garden Ireland's Main Street Druidical Parade. An 82-year-old Maria Dungu worked cleanup crew at the six-time-a-day musical extravaganza Lullaby of Tirana in the park's newly christened Little Albania section. Said Dungu wearily, "I came to this country to provide my family with food. I've come to the Old Country to provide them with fun."
All right. Let us review your choices. From Charlie Pierce, real fish replaced with mechanical fish in Wisconsin to save money. From Kerry O'Connor, the city fathers of Vienna asking swimmers in their municipal pools to keep their mouths closed so as not to swallow the water and make off with it. Or from Mo Rocca, a deal that Busch Gardens offers, bring a grandparent, save on admission. Which of these is the real story of fun on a budget?
Wow. Oh. What a world we live in.
Ain't it something, though?
Run along and listen to the lullaby of Tirana.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Charlie Pierce's Wisconsin fishing story.
You're going to go with Charlie Pierce's story of the mechanical fish to save money on actually having to provide real fish in Wisconsin. So that's your choice. Well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to somebody who was familiar with this story.
I've been covering the Olympics since 1984, and the notion that swimmers swallow pool water and therefore the pool is deprived of water, that just sounds ridiculous to me.
That was Christine Brennan. She is NPR's go-to Olympics reporter and a columnist for USA Today. So as you can no doubt figure out, Suzanne, Kerry O'Connor had the real answer.
Who could imagine that?
I like Kerry's solution about the three-year-old, though.
There you are.
Not only would that replace the water, but it would almost guarantee that once word got around, nobody would swallow it.
Good.
So you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Charlie for his very sophisticated and maybe even money-saving scheme. To save money for the fish stockers of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.